Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering UK's £500 million AI bet won't save businesses without a strategy by Brett Allegri Wood. Half a billion pounds, serious government commitment. But Brett's argument is that most businesses aren't ready to do anything useful with it.
And the numbers back that up, which makes this a pretty important read for any owner who feels like they're already doing AI and has ticked the box.
Right. So the headline figure is genuinely impressive. £500 million into a sovereign AI fund, plus AI growth zones to fast-track data centers. The signal is that the UK wants to be a global AI player.
But Brett makes this distinction early on. He says the government is building the airport. It is not teaching the airlines to fly. You can lay all the infrastructure you want, and if businesses don't know what to build, the money just sits there.
And the adoption figures are where this gets awkward. 54% of UK SMEs are now using AI in some form, up from 35% the previous year. Sounds impressive.
Until you look underneath. 95% of businesses that have adopted AI have not cut a single job. 86% say roles and responsibilities are completely unchanged.
So they're using it, but nothing has actually changed.
Brett's analogy is good. It's like buying a Formula One car and only driving it to the shops. You've got this extraordinary capability sitting in the driveway, and you're using it to schedule social media posts or draft emails.
Which isn't nothing. There is some value in that.
Sure. But when AI genuinely augments a team, it changes the whole process, not just the speed of one task. Brett draws this out as the calculator versus the spreadsheet. Using a calculator to do your sums faster is an improvement. Using a spreadsheet to completely rethink your financial modeling is something else altogether.
And most businesses are stuck in the calculator phase.
Which brings us to the strategy gap. Fewer than half of the companies supposedly using AI have a written strategy for it. They're spending money, changing workflows, investing time, with no plan at all.
Brett's image for this is sharp. He says it's like a builder arriving at a construction site with bricks, cement, and a full crew, but no blueprint. You know what you get. An expensive mess.
And he's very clear about what a strategy actually is. Not a corporate document on a shelf. A living plan that identifies which processes, not just tasks, can be fully redesigned. What success looks like in specific, measurable terms. What data you'll need. What skills your team will require.
He tells the story of a company that spent a fortune on the best CRM money could buy. Sales team hated it. Marketing couldn't extract the data they needed. It became a very expensive address book.
Best tool available, made useless by the absence of a plan.
The article also looks at how other countries are approaching this. Singapore has a national AI council overseeing strategy. They're running a digital leaders accelerator bootcamp to train 2,000 business leaders. They've built a dedicated AI risk management toolkit for critical sectors.
What stands out there is the deliberateness. Every move is coordinated and tied to a clear destination. Australia has committed nearly $30 million to an AI safety institute and a governance framework. The UK, in Brett's words, is handing weapons to a mob. Each business is left to figure it out on its own.
Which is a bit stark.
It's honest, though, and I think owners will recognize the feeling. The pressure to be doing something with AI is real. You've probably got a ChatGPT subscription, maybe a few tools. You feel like you're in the 54%. But are you actually building anything that changes how the business runs?
Brett's five questions in the article are the test. Do you have a written AI strategy you can show someone? Do you know what you want to achieve in the next 12 to 36 months? Have you identified specific processes that can be redesigned from scratch? Have you mapped the data you'll need? Have you planned for the skills your team will need?
If any of those is a not really, you are tinkering. And tinkering while the businesses with a real strategy are building is a slow way to fall behind.
So what's the one thing to do this week? For me, it's the one-page AI strategy. Not a deck, one page. What problem? Which processes? What outcome? What metric? Start there.
For me, it's the audit. List every AI tool and subscription you're paying for right now and ask honestly for each one. Is this transforming a process or just speeding up a task? That question alone will show you exactly where you stand.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing.